Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
CFW.
CFW.
All the 80s, 90s, and more. Play right here on the CFW Workday.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Waking up to ash and dust, I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse.
To Brownville, where you're home for 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
1057 is CFW. Just a reminder, have that Civic Media app downloaded and ready to go on Monday as we go for the green and gold. It's our Text to Win contest brought to you by Chippewa Valley Outdoors.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
Claire and the Chippewa Valley's At Work Station.
All day at work, my radio is on.
105.7 CFW.
She leads a
the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 is CFW. We're going to take a little trip back in time to your adolescent years and talk about your first love on this National First Love Day. And we're asking on the Facebook page, are you still in contact with that person? Do you know what they're up to? Did you end up marrying that person? We would love to know on the CFW Facebook page, and we'll chat more next right here on CFW.
It's all the same. Only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I drive all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. All right.
80s, 90s, and more with Katy Perry on 105.7 is CFW. On this September 18th, it is National First Love Day, and everybody remembers their first love, whether it was, you know, when you were a teenager, maybe a little bit before you were a teenager. Psychologists say that your first love really sticks with you because at that time of our lives, it's more of a maybe an infatuation, more so than deep, you know, love, but it has an everlasting effect on our brains. So you will never probably forget your first love. You can forget all the loves in between because, you know, sometimes that happens. But for me, it was a really nice boy named Eric. His family was very close with my family. And so I'm still in touch with a lot of his family. He has since married, I think has three kids maybe. So, I mean, he lived happily ever after. I definitely think of him fondly. He was a really, really nice guy. It just, you know, wasn't meant to last. So who was your first love? And are you still with them today? A lot of people go on to marry their first love. So it wasn't really an infatuation. It was real love. It just started younger. Let us know on the Facebook page with CFW on this National First Love Day.
Save up to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses with our new Chippewa Valley Big Deal Store. From food and dining to home improvement, pets, personal care, and lots more, save big at WCFW.FM. Just click on the Big Deals banner. Chippewa Valley.
It's game time with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Why pay full price when you could score big with discounted gift certificates to your hometown favorites? Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't wait. Get in the game today. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save like a champion with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State Republicans have resurrected a proposed bill that failed to pass over 3 years ago, aimed at increasing the criminal penalties for individuals convicted of vandalizing historic plaques and statues. The historic property bill was discussed in a state Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, with Republican lawmakers calling for that type of vandalism to be upgraded to a felony. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed the previous legislation in 2022, saying current law already ensures that individuals who engage in vandalism are held accountable. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development have announced a new round of commercial driver training grant funding. According to a press release, the program aims to support the state's driving workforce with sustainable wages, recruitment, and helping drivers obtain a commercial driver's license. Trainers who are listed on the Federal Training Provider Registry, operate in Wisconsin, and provide training that meets entry-level requirements could receive a portion of the funding. Applications will be accepted until October 28th. The Barron County Board of Supervisors heard a report on the quality of well water in the county at their meeting on Monday. A study of the well water showed about 10% of the over 700 samples taken had high levels of nitrates and manganese, higher than the statewide average of a little over 7%. Areas to the east of Rice Lake, Cameron, and Chetek had the highest levels of nitrates in the well water supply. County officials have recommended residents with nitrates in their water supply try installing a water treatment system. Menominee area residents are being invited to a pair of Clean Sweep Hazardous Waste events this month. The first event will be hosted by the City of Menominee on September 25th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Menominee Community Services Shop. The second will be hosted by Dunn County on September 26th from 8 a.m. to noon at the Dunn County Fairgrounds. Residents who attend the events will have the opportunity to dispose of hazardous household waste that can't be put in the normal trash, like batteries, aerosol cans, antifreeze, and light bulbs. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Partly sunny and still hanging on to some heat as highs scrape 80. And we've got a small chance for showers and maybe a storm early this afternoon. And as we head into the evening, the chances ramp up, leaving us tomorrow with some lingering rain early and more showers, possibly a thunderstorm, again in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, right now, 78 degrees. CFW.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
All the 80s, 90s, and more. Play right here on 105.7 CFW. Aaron is coming in next. I am excited to watch some Thursday night football tonight, although I still feel bad for Josh Allen. He has had to have the biggest headache all week long with the broken nose, and I just... I know he's going to play tonight, but I'm like, oh, do you have to? Could you just get well?
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
the CFW Workday with Laura McKenna on 105.7 CFW.